T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're very happy to open up with a guy who's been working hard down in Southern California. My buddy Darren Smith, who is a host on the Mighty 1090, woke up Thursday morning with probably the biggest story he's going to cover in his broadcasting career, the relocation of the San Diego Chargers to Los Angeles, something that has been met with universal mocking. It just seems like it doesn't add up no matter how you start doing the math. Greed seems to be the only answer that is behind any of these decisions that have been made. And as always, when I know there's something big going down in San Diego, I tune into my buddy's show. I go online. I start streaming. And Darren was on 2 hours earlier than he normally was. They preempted the Jim Rome show so he could start talking to locals. And I got to tell you, Darren, I listened to about 90 minutes, and not that you're in this for compliments, and you certainly don't need any from me. You know how good you are, but you did some great radio that day, being handed one of the biggest piles of you-know-what you're ever going to be handed as a broadcaster. The way that you balanced the emotion and the facts and the anger and the disappointment was just a job well done, man.
Well, I appreciate that, Damon, and that means a lot coming from you because I have the utmost respect for you. You and I go way, way back, so I surely do appreciate that. That means a lot, and you're right. It's the biggest story, and it's also the most heartbreaking story. And since I've been on the radio in San Diego, I've covered Junior Seau's suicide and the great Tony Gwynn's passing, and there's been a lot of terrible things that we've had to talk about. You've done the same, right? But, man, having a franchise ripped away from a fan base after 56 years, I'll tell you, this is something else because there's just this feeling of it didn't have to happen. Right. We're all going to die, right? Like you, me, everybody listening at some point.
It's death and taxes.
Life, right? But this didn't have to happen. This was a decision. It was a terrible decision, and it's affected so many people here in San Diego. I can't imagine how Dean Spanos can wake up in the morning and look himself in the mirror.
There are a lot of guilty parties, and I know you've been thinking about all of them. I'd like you to rank them in order of guilt. Who is most guilty for this? Is it Dean Spanos, the obvious party, or is it the NFL? Does it go higher than him?
Well, the NFL put a clause in this agreement with Stan Kroenke that, you know, if Dean wanted to go ride bitch with Stan in the Inglewood, that they would give him the pathway to go ahead and do it. You know, I know that Roger Goodell is mostly just a patsy in this and pretty much an empty suit, but I think Dean Spanos far and away is now in the category of what the Ursays are in Baltimore and what the Modell family name means in Cleveland. He has now added himself to that level of hatred here in San Diego. There is no doubt about it. Yeah, people are ticked off at the mayor, the current mayor, the former mayor, the current city council people, the former city council people, the voters to an extent. We had one pretty lame, half-hearted attempt at voting for something this past November, which wasn't going to fly. You can't get two-thirds of the people to agree on free money, and nonetheless paying for a billionaire's football stadium. So, you know, there is blame to go around, but far and away, it's Dean Spanos. It's anybody else named Spanos, and that's just the way it's going to be forever, whether he thinks he deserves better treatment down here or not. He said something to the LA Times yesterday, his poor feelings were hurt. Well, you know, I'll tell you what, Damon, since yesterday morning, I've been dealing with fans in the city, grown men, okay, like not children, grown men who have had tears in their eyes thinking about what's been ripped away from them, what this silly failure of a franchise has represented for them and for their families and their memories through 56 years. And you know, he far and away will be the biggest villain in all of this for eternity.
Darren Smith, host on the Mighty 1090 down in San Diego. And this really does feel, Darren, like the single most reluctant thing the NFL's ever allowed. What happened is my question. in that meeting on Wednesday, which Jim Trotter, who I respect very much, said was supposed to clear a path to Las Vegas for the Raiders, and we wake up the next morning with the LA Chargers. What I think happened is that Mark Davis may have pivoted to, hey, if Dean doesn't want LA, forget Vegas. We're going. Call my bluff, Dean. Do you think that there's a chance that might have happened?
Yeah, I do. I think the Chargers were prepared to make that decision. The things that they had ready, Damon, like their logo, which I'm sure you've laughed at, and everybody else in the world is laughing at it. The website, I'm not a web designer, but people who know that sort of thing way better than I said, no, no, you don't build this sort of stuff in a couple of hours. They were prepared for this. It was calculated. They knew Thursday represented two things. Number one, it was the day after that finance meeting. Number two, it was also the date of the state of the city with the mayor, who they had been at odds with for 2 years. They don't think the mayor has done enough to help them in the city. So they really wanted to just crush him on the day of the state of the city. And not only crush him, but crush all of his political backers who have stood as obstacles here in the city of San Diego. But I do. I we're still waiting. Like, what are the Raiders going to do? People thought as soon as that playoff game ended that they were going to file for relocation. I don't think they have yet, right?
No.
Unless I've missed something.
No, not yet.
So, I think that Dean probably did say, he probably did on some level feel compelled to cover his flank and not squander that opportunity. We all thought Raiders Vegas was really good news for those of us in San Diego because it didn't put any pressure on Dean. We'll probably never know the truth. Maybe Kroenke preferred Dean to Davis because then all of a sudden the Rams become the second most popular football team in the city instead of the Rams at least being on top now geographically for who's actually there. We all know the Raiders are the most popular team in L.A.
Yeah. Oh, I always said when it came to the rights of first refusal and why the Chargers, it's because, think about it, let's say you're a gorgeous girl and you're looking for a roommate, you're not gonna room with a girl even better looking than you. It's gonna hurt your own stock. And I think that's the way Kroenke was looking at, well, if the Raiders come in, we are second billing in my own $2 billion stadium.
Absolutely. And there's no doubt. I know that TV ratings are just sort of anecdotal and they're cyclical and they change, but a successful Raider team, especially a young Raider team like what you guys are watching up there in the Bay, that's not just a one-hit wonder. That's a team that looks like it has the pieces to be around for a long time. Jack Del Rio, roots in Southern California, Derek Carr, Fresno, So, we all thought about that. I mean, again, it's just a theory. It's not like they're going to come out and ever actually tell us anything. But if Kroenke had to be forced into one or the other, I can't imagine that a million times over again he wouldn't pick Dean because Dean's the less popular owner and he has the less popular team.
Talking with Darren Smith from the Mighty 1090 in San Diego, your producer, Marty, who I've known a really long time. She's like the queen of the Bay Area or the San Diego sports scene. I've seen an awful lot of the video work that she's done chronicling the last few games at the Qualcomm over the last couple of years. I've seen these videos twice, it feels like. I heard her say this morning. She basically is like, there's only one way this could really hurt more, and that's by changing back to the powder blues, and you sons of bitches are about to do that, aren't you? And so, like, I couldn't help but feel for it. When it comes to the logo, Darren, it looks like AC/DC is about to play Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, I know. And, I've taken a little bit of humor. At least it's broken the tension a little bit, even if it is only gallows humor, in seeing all of these minor league baseball teams,
yes,
and these hockey teams and these college football teams, the Air Force Academy, for God's sake, even they jumped in on the action. A local minor league baseball team up the road, the Lake Elsinore Storm, which is the Padres A-ball affiliate. Everybody has taken a swipe at this Charger. They've changed it. They've already ditched that one. Then they put out the powder blue one, the lightning bolt. They've kind of ditched that. They're already on their third logo in a little bit more than 24 hours. So who knows if they're responding to the criticism or if they're just giving everything a quick test drive here for public consumption.
It's all about legacy and tradition and culture. And Dean Spanos has traded it all away in the name of earning a little bit more money. But if he isn't owning and operating his own stadium, that's all it's going to be. It's going to be a little bit more money. It won't be the generational wealth downfall that being the proprietor of your own stadium would have guaranteed him. It seems tone deaf when all you can hear is the money and that means more. Like, suppose you're a 16, 17-year-old kid in San Diego. How are you supposed to justify the end of Philip Rivers' career? Because that's your lifetime, that's your sports lifetime quarterback. If you're a 17-year-old Charger fan, Philip Rivers is the sports life you know. Like, does that kid finish rooting for Philip Rivers at all going forward?
It's mixed. You hear a little bit of both. You know, and I don't think it's really my place to tell everybody how they should or shouldn't be a fan from this moment forward. We have plenty of people who have sworn off the Chargers. They have sworn off the NFL. We have others who say they'll last as long as Philip Rivers' career does. And I think that's mostly where I am with this, Damon. I've been fortunate since Rivers was drafted in 04 and became a starter in 06. He's been great to our show. He has been – we've never paid him. You know the way this business works. He has been great to
He's
our
filled
show
in
and
for
to
you.
Our audience.
He's filled
he
in
has
for
filled
you.
In. Right, you're right. He actually filled in for a three-hour program. We've got a wonderful professional relationship. So it would be really hard for me just to simply say, well, you know, that's it. He joined the show today, and he was in tears. You know, you could hear his voice cracking. He was crying as he was addressing the fans of San Diego. Yeah, we all joke about how many kids he had. Seven of his children were born in San Diego. Right? Doesn't that sound crazy? Seven kids had their passports stamped for eternity. So it's meant more to him just than being the quarterback of this team.
Does he have more than seven kids?
I think he's got eight. And who knows? There are probably more in the works. But you know, he's got seven of them who were born here. So this place represents so much more than just football. And you know, it's just crushing. It's heartbreaking for him. You know, he's going to go, he's going to play, he's going to be a professional. That's what he does, and I don't think anybody should hold that against him. But I understand if people can't bring themselves to watch him play or cheer for him. I'm just telling you, I'd kind of have a tough time taking that approach. But opinions and viewpoints are just all over the map here in San Diego. The wound is still, you know, we're all still bleeding here.
Yeah.
You know, the wound, it's not healing. It's, you know, we're not bandaging it. We're wide open, man. Guts everywhere.
I listened to an interview you did with Lee Jenkins today. That guy was fired up about the whole thing, and he was disgusted with the whole thing. And I think the more close you are to sports, you become a little bit more cynical, and this drives home that cynicism. It doesn't make you want to come off it for sure. As you've been speaking with your audience, as you've been interviewing you know, a lot of people who have weighed in on the San Diego sports scene your entire life, their entire lives. Have you been just talking to fans? What's the one or two things, Darren, that have been said on your show that have really resonated with you the most, that have stayed with you?
A caller called in yesterday, pretty late in the show, about 2:15, somewhere in that range. And you could hear the emotion. And there's a lot of emotion. You know, and the thing, Dane, like you and I, we've made our careers in sports. People who are listening to your show, who listen to our show, like they love it. They get it. They understand the connection. They understand why this stuff is important. And this story really hit home for me. He said 13 years ago, he and his dad bought season tickets together. And this was their thing, like their love for the Chargers, even with all this failure, right? I know you rail on the Niners all the time. I love when you go after York, but at least that team has delivered something to that fan base. This team has delivered almost nothing to this city, and these fans still love this team. So this guy, Mike, he goes on to say, me and my dad bought season tickets 13 years ago. 8 years ago, my father passed away. I still go to the games. I go with somebody else. I kept the seats, two tickets, where my dad and I would go. We never missed a game. He's missed just a handful of games over the years. He still goes with his girlfriend, who then became his wife. Every once in a while, it's a buddy. But every time he goes, the person who he takes is sitting in his dad's seat. He still goes. He still sits there. It's still important for him. He was there for all of these crappy games this past year, which was a total lame duck waste of time season and an insult to everybody in San Diego. But that guy, that's a memory of him and his dad that gets snatched away for no other reason than just corporate greed, so somebody can go up the road and make a little bit more money and be seen and photographed at LA Kings and Clippers games.
Darren, when I was in college, it was the whole Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky thing. And I remember saying to a group of friends as we were sitting around watching the news run one night. Like, how many nights, how many weeks, months, years will have to pass before we can sit down to watch a nightly newscast and the word Monica Lewinsky won't be used? How many years will it take for you to do a show where the word relocation won't be used?
I couldn't even guess. You know, I got an invite this morning, Damon, to go on a radio station in St. Louis. And a couple of minutes in, those guys said, hey, is there anything you want to ask us? Because, like, this has been our life for a year.
Right.
And that's the St. Louis Rams. 21 years there. I'm not saying there wasn't an emotional attachment from that fan base. You know, it's different, but I'm not knocking them. This was 56 years there. They're still talking about it every day in St. Louis, talked about the Rams all football season long, hate with a passion, Stan Kroenke, Roger Goodell, Eric Grubman, all these names that your audience knows. And God, I hope your audience doesn't have to go through this next because it's brutal. I really do. I really hope that doesn't happen.
So do we.
That said, yeah, who knows? I don't know how. You know, what are you supposed to do? Give it a week? Give it 2 weeks? Give it a month? You know, Padres will be here. They're not going to be any good this year. San Diego State, like, when do you stop? We had this conversation today. Do we cover this team when they have minicamp? Do we not cover them when they play games? Like, do we hate watch? I don't know that we even have the answers for that. What about the draft? You know, the Chargers have the number 7 pick. Do we care when the commissioner gets up there and announces on that stage in Philadelphia?
Does Marty go about booking that guy for your show now?
The Los Angeles Chargers pick? I mean, that's what he's going to say. The Chargers hired a head coach today. Didn't get a mention on the program. Like, didn't get one. So, you know, the story is in park. It's not going anywhere anytime soon. It's just the way it is. You know, we'll move on. This is an amazing city. This is a great place, as you know. I know you spent time down here. We've got a lot of people who live up in the Bay who have relocated and who travel down here as well. The city will survive. It's a great place. It's not just weather and beaches. It's a fabulous place to live. I love it here, and the people are strong. But, man, this is going to hurt for a really, really long time.
Hey, Will Myers.
Extension, baby.
Extension, baby. All Will Myers all the time. Mighty 1090, your Will Myers leader.
I like it. That's our new slogan. Absolutely. You know, I tell you, man, it's, you know, I was thinking about one thing before you called. I know you're probably up against the clock, but, you know, you talk about that stadium down there in Santa Clara. You know, when the Chargers and Raiders were thinking about partnering up and going to Carson, I had an NFL source, really, really good one last year, reference that stadium, and it just speaks, I think, a little bit to the NFL arrogance. They said, well, look at Levi Stadium. That place is in the middle of nowhere. Our fans will go anywhere. All we have to do is build it, and they'll show up. These guys are such slaves to their palaces and such slaves to their bottom line. It's just such a level of arrogance that we accept for some reason, because the games usually are great on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays and whenever. And they'll be great this weekend, I have no doubt. But, man, sometimes it didn't used to be like this when you and I were growing up watching it. But this is the state of the affairs now.
It really is. Hey, thank you so much for coming on. I know it's been just laborious to keep talking about this for hours at a time. You're going in and doing early hours for your show. So thanks for giving us about 15 minutes here tonight. Go have a shot and a beer, would you?
You know that's coming, David. Hey, I'll see you in Houston, I hope.
I don't think we're even going. Derek Carr broke the leg, and there goes the budget. I don't even know if we're going. But maybe we can call you, and you can be our Houston correspondent for us.
Damon, anytime you call. By the way, your producer is the most polite human being on the planet. He said, oh, is this Mr. Smith? Yeah, very, very polite. You got great manners there at 95.7.
Wow. Well, we'll have to tell that to my actual producer, who, of course, has the night off. This is Phil and Jamie. I think Phil and Jamie just got promoted.
All right, Phil and Jamie, good job out of you. Have a great weekend. Damon, thanks as always for the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Darren. Really appreciate you coming on and just keeping going this story, which is just preoccupied every breath, every sentence, every thought that is going on in sports radio down in San Diego.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.